What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud out, what do you got?
All right, guys, I want to congratulate someone, Missy Elliott, our girl.
Oh! You got to turn your microphone on.
Ding, bing, ding, ding. Love Missy Elliott.
Okay, first of all, the glasses.
These are my new indoor glasses.
Yeah. Okay.
Because these lights are so bright.
Turn them off.
I would love to turn them off. No, I'm going to turn them off.
No. No, if now you're walking, you're taking an Uber to LAX.
Why?
Because I want the lights on.
You see that?
Yeah.
So then keep the lights on and I'll still get the ride from you.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for an Uber.
Anyways.
I know. That's why, because you're cheap.
That is
amongst other things.
Yes. Go ahead, Laura.
Anyways, Missy Elliott is the first female rapper to be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. There's other, obviously other nominees, but I wanted to give her a shout out. We love her here.
Yeah.
Cappy's a big fan, though he can't, you know, really rap anything of hers or do the correct impressions. But
what do you mean?
I mean, do it again.
Bing, bing, ticka, ding. He just added a little bass. I'll give him that.
Yeah, exactly.
You
not so much.
You're wrong, girl.
Am I?
Yeah. Very.
Yeah.
Very.
But we wanted to give a shout out because, you know, we love her.
Shout out.
All right. So the other nominees, real quick, Kate Bush. Speaking of Bush.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Hey now.
Yeah. Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, Iron Maiden.
Willie Nelson, right?
Joy Division and New Order. New Order's pretty cool. Cyndi Lauper, George Michael. Shout
really?
Out. May he rest in peace. Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson is not in the Rock and Roll
That's
Hall of Fame.
What I said.
Yeah. Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, The Spinners, Tribe Called Quest.
Don't
That's
just
awesome.
Go flying by Quest, Soundgarden. Yes. I mean, come on, man. Chris Cornell,
Black
rest in peace.
Won't you come?
Yeah.
To walk Chris, away.
Chris Cornell, I mean, what a vocalist.
Yeah. The White Stripes and Warren Zevon. All right. That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo.
What did you say, Warren who?
Zevon, I believe.
Zevon.
All right, whatever.
You don't know Werewolf in London?
Nope.
Werewolf in London.
Did the werewolf hide behind the bush?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Big bush.
Yeah.
Big old giant bush. Because
right.
This is back in the 70s.
Yeah, that is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, real quick. So we're going to have your nemesis McMiniman on in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or so. And but before that. Yes. What was that? I'm sorry?
McMiniman.
Yes. So before that.
Yep. Talk to me.
I made some calls today when this whole Kyrie thing happened because I was in the car when this happened.
So where were you going?
Driving here to the TV building.
Oh, you're going to do Around the Horn.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So when I get there, all of a sudden, everyone's like, you know, running around like Muppets. Ah! You know, Kyrie!
Right. We have to stop everything we're doing and just cover Kyrie. Well, get Woj on the phone.
Well, especially because there's an NBA show about to come on in any second. So
right.
There was that part of the equation,
gotcha,
too.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But I understand it. And it's actually fun when something like that breaks and drops and people want to talk. So there was a lot of... I immediately made a phone call.
To who?
I can't tell you who.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us who. I thought that was the story.
I made a call and I was like, yo, how real is this? And they're like, I mean, I don't know how real it is, but it seems fairly real to the point where I could see where he would want out. Like, whether that actually happens is a different story, is what I was told, right?
Can you give us a little context, even though you won't tell us who you're talking to? Like, how close to this situation are we talking here?
A few steps removed. A
couple steps, huh?
Yeah, but understands the person at hand that we're discussing, okay? And so that was kind of, I mean, no one is all that close to Kyrie, to be honest with you. So, like, you're going to get once or twice removed regardless for the most part.
All right. You talking to Coach K?
No.
All right. I thought maybe you're calling Coach K.
No.
All right.
I don't know Coach K.
Start guessing. Start guessing names.
I don't know Coach K. So, anyway, I talked to, like, three different people.
Okay. Three guys.
And how do you know they're guys?
Or girls.
Could be. Right. So.
Guys is universal now for male and female.
Okay. Fair enough. So I spoke to this one person and then I asked them about the Lakers. And that person did not believe that the Lakers would make an offer that would include picks right away. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but this person, you know, has a pretty good pulse on stuff.
But two or three steps removed.
not necessarily, yeah, a step or two removed from the Lakers for sure, and a step or two removed from Kyrie, but this person talks to a lot of people.
Okay, or a person who talks to people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So this person told me that they could see the Lakers, of course, having interest, because why wouldn't they have interest? Especially LeBron would certainly have interest, because we've already discussed that ad nauseum here all day on the station. But the question is what they would be willing to give up because of the fear of the stuff you've discussed. Reliability issues, et cetera, et cetera. If it doesn't, if they don't offer him an extension right away, is he going to keep playing? These are all questions that were openly being discussed amongst, like, everybody in the NBA circles today.
All seem legit, by the way,
right?
Because if you just, you don't have to know every single step of Kyrie's career.
Right.
But if you just go back the last couple of years from I'm not taking the vaccination, so I'm going to miss half the games, to all of the anti-Semitic posting, et cetera, everything is always a drama.
Right. So I understand, and that I won't disagree with, okay? But so then I asked, like, you know, what do you think? And my fear is the Lakers slow play this, and there's only 6 days, so it's pretty hard to slow play if there is real interest, and I think there is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do believe the Lakers have interest because I know LeBron does. I mean, I can tell you without having gotten it from the horse's mouth. I mean, it's fairly obvious. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out LeBron wants Kyrie. Is that fair?
It is, and therefore, if LeBron wants Kyrie,
then the Lakers are going to have to show some level of interest,
right? Because LeBron is yet again. He's the guy who makes things happen.
And he's already been pining for help the entire season. Right.
But even though he says, okay, but that's not my deal.
I know, but let's not harp on this part of the equation. So because I got stuff to get to. Okay?
We're giving him credit.
Okay. So I think that's my fear, is that the Lakers slow play this and try to do, like, we'll give you Russ and something else, but we're not giving away one of the picks or either of the picks or whatever. And I feel like what ends up happening is another team that's a little more desperate throws in a pick because they have more picks to throw in, and they'll at least throw a pick, and then the Nets actually think about it and are like, you know what, fine, we'll send you to, and I don't know if this is going to happen, but send you to the other team, whatever that other team is, Phoenix or Dallas or Clippers or Miami or whatever, right? The team that's not the Lakers, because that's the worst case scenario for the Lakers, is that he actually gets dealt from Brooklyn and it's not to the Lakers, because then you have a huge problem on your hands.
Well, moreover, to a team in the West, I could see Mark Cuban thinking to himself, I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Mark Cuban is a guy.
And Ballmer and Ty Lue. I will tell you this. I talked to somebody that.
Is a different person?
Different person.
Okay, different person.
Familiar with the league.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Sounds impressive.
And let's just say has a lot of relationships.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I asked them, you think the Clippers? Like, you think Ty would do that? I thought they had a little bit of falling out at the end in Cleveland. And the response was this. Ty doesn't care about that stuff. He just wants to win. So just give him the talent. He'll win. And so I do think the Clippers will at least kick the tires on it. And to your point, I think Dallas is clearly in. We've already seen reports on that. I think Phoenix is heavily in. We've seen reports on that. And I still think Pat Riley and them will mull it over, although I don't think they will actually do it.
Hey, Laker fans, we should all be rooting for the Clippers to get Kyrie. Because once Kyrie comes and infects that locker room with Kyrie-itis, let me tell you something. Watch what happens to the Clippers.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be so great. Oh, they're going to win the West. Once Kyrie infects that locker room, watch what happens.
Or if they win a championship, then that's the worst case scenario. There's that part of the equation, too.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So, anyway. Then I talked to, let's just say, some former players around the league.
All right. Okay.
And they all were like, yo, the Lakers need to get on this like yesterday. Every single former player that I spoke to, because I spoke to a couple of them in person in the building.
Okay. Who was there?
People that you'd see on TV.
Like Jalen Rose?
Whoever you would see on TV.
I like his hair. You know, I like his hair.
People you see on TV, they're all like, yo, the Lakers should get on this.
I know, but I want to talk to Jalen.
Okay. Maybe next time he's there, I'll text you.
Yeah. I want to get the hair thing.
Yeah. And then they all seemed like that was the case. And speaking of players who were there, Tristan Thompson was in the building today. He's doing stuff on NBA Today and was on SportsCenter with Kevin Negandhi. And Kevin Negandhi was asking about this Kyrie stuff potentially to the Lakers. And here's what Tristan said about an interaction that he had with Kyrie via text.
You texted Kyrie about a Cavs reunion. Did he text back?
He put a heart emoji, so I know he read it. And, you know, like I said to Kai, and we all said it before, you know, obviously, you know, whatever happened in Cleveland happened, but like I said, the band broke up a couple years too early. Let's get it back together. This is what we need. One thing about LeBron, he brings the best out of Kyrie, and Kyrie brings the best out of LeBron. You know, when they're working out with Phil Handy, they go at each other, they play one-on-one, they go through drills together, and that's what LeBron needs, and that's what Kyrie needs right now.
So he got a little heart emoji from Tristan Thompson, got one from Kyrie.
About a Cleveland reunion.
Get the band back together.
So the Cleveland reunion means you and LeBron.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heart.
Yeah.
Life.
Right. Now let's find out from a guy who covered them both in Cleveland and covers LeBron here in LA, your nemesis.
McMiniman.
He's going to join us next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Cappy, there's your girl, Missy. Bing, picky, picky, pow. Wah!
Yeah.
Holla.
Oh, no.
Go, Cappy.
Come on, Laura. She's got me self-conscious now.
Holla.
Don't blame me for you not being able to perform, bing, bro. That's picky, not my problem. Ding,
doom, ticka, ticka, doom. But ticka, ticka, ding,
performance
ding,
anxiety,
ticka,
Laura's
ding.
Accusing you of.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
All right, let's switch gears here, because obviously everybody today wants to talk about Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to a guy, Cappy,
yeah.
Not only that covers the Lakers for us phenomenally each and every day, right. But also happened to have covered Kyrie Irving too.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah. Dave McMiniman joins us now here on the show. All right, Dave.
McMiniman.
McMiniman. I feel like you guys should be like a comedy team, you and him, because he's like Jerry and you're like Costanza when he comes on.
I don't know, how do you feel about that,
as long
Dave?
As I'm not Newman. I still need to take you up on the offer to come visit you at halftime. It got a little busy that day.
Yeah,
we agreed to it on live radio, so I don't want to go back on my word. So we're gonna have to make that a rain check.
Yeah, was
but,
that the Shannon?
Yeah, as long as
was
we're
that
not the, Jerry and Newman, we can work with it.
Was that the Shannon Sharp day?
No, I don't think so.
It actually was.
No, I think it was that same night.
You think so?
I think it was. Yeah. I had to stick around at halftime to wait him out.
Yeah. Well, he spoke to you, which was great. And then, you know, he gave you the let me tell you something, Dave.
Yeah, they don't want none of that smoke, Dave. Kick their ass, Dave. Report it like that, Dave. Freaking Shannon Sharp's a beauty.
That was so great. That was so good.
God, I want that sweater.
Yeah, he does want the sweater. But anyway, let's talk about Kyrie. All right, no surprise that this has happened, because obviously it was reported not too long ago that he wanted a 4-year, $200-plus million deal, which clearly Brooklyn is not willing to get him. So the question now is, how soon do the Lakers get him, Dave?
Oh, stop.
You know, I think we all have to take a beat here and evaluate why would Kyrie Irving at this juncture demand a trade when he chose to go to the Brooklyn Nets. He chose to play with Kevin Durant for a chance to do something special and win big together. And now they're winning. And Lee that I've spoken to are telling me, hey, this is just posturing. This is just trying to develop some leverage. And also, even if it's not that, what happened the last time a superstar on the Brooklyn Nets demanded a trade? The Brooklyn Nets just waited him out, and Kevin Durant has played for the Nets this season. So I think it's time to certainly evaluate what a potential could be, if the Lakers were to be involved, but not to go full throttle with it, because you just have to look at the motivating factors. And clearly the motivating factor is Kyrie looking to get as much money and security as he possibly can. Guess what? It's not like there's other teams like the Lakers, even if they did want to trade for him, that would say, oh, we'll trade for you, and here's that max extension you're seeking.
Right.
It wouldn't go that way.
So then, Dave, why would the Lakers want to make this move? I mean, in other words, and when I say this move, I don't even know what we're really talking about in terms of what the Lakers would be giving up.
Right.
But let's just presume for a moment it was Russ and these two first picks, right?
Or at least some Russ and some combination of assets in regarding to picks.
Okay. So
you want to make it because you won three of your last four games that Anthony Davis has played in since he came back. There's potential with this roster, the Western Conference. There's no world beaters out there that you're quaking in your boots about playing.
No, but what I meant was this, though. What I meant was after just the end of this season, and then Kyrie's a free agent, we've all had this conversation about how much money would be available and could they really sign him for a longer-term deal. Can you explain that? Yes, could they or couldn't they?
So, yeah, if they didn't trade for him now and they just let the contracts come off the books that they intend to have come off the books, and they re-sign Rui Hachimura, which they've expressed interest in doing publicly and privately, you're talking about you could maybe get up to, in the high 20s a year to offer in cap space to Kyrie Irving. One, Kyrie's looking for more than that. Two, if you traded for him now, you'd get his bird rights, and you'd be able to then also go and re-sign other guys like Rui, like Austin Reeves, that you wouldn't be able to do so otherwise if you were saving all your cap space just to sign Kyrie as a free agent in the summer.
Right. You can go over the cap for the guys because you have his bird rights at that particular point. Dave McMiniman with us here. So LeBron tweeted eye emojis and crown. This is why I ask you why this is going to get done. Because let me guess. If I had to guess, okay, I know none of us are mind readers, but it seems fairly obvious we know what number six wants in this scenario to happen.
LeBron James wants the best ability to win while he's still playing in the NBA. And so whether that would be a Kyrie Irving trade, if this is actually a real trade request, because here's the thing, it's a game of chicken because what is the consequence on the other end? Sure, Kyrie could walk in the offseason, right? But would he just shut it down? Because if he just shut it down, ooh, that's only going to suppress his value on the free agency market. It'd only add to the storylines of, well, he's very unreliable. Look at everything he's done since he requested a trade out of Cleveland. And so the Nets very well could take a deep breath and say, no, we meet your bluff.
Yes.
If you continue to play well and we have a good postseason run, there will be more money waiting for you in the offseason. But right now, we're not going to do it. And hey, like, I'm not, these are not apples to apples players. But last time I saw a team do this, a point guard who wanted to go for a major extension in the middle of the season, the Lakers said, you know, Dennis, we'll talk in the summer.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened there. And it'll be a very smart decision by the Lakers. And so I just don't see a scenario where the Nets will be so compelled to comply with this trade demand. Now, what it could cause is some trade offers that they otherwise wouldn't have seen come across their plate. And if there's something that blows them away, okay, maybe the deal gets done. But ultimately, you have to figure that since Kevin Durant is still in the Nets uniform and that trade request never happened, he'll have a very loud voice in where this thing goes. And if Kevin does say, okay, I'm fine with it, trade him. Okay, maybe he gets traded. But now we take another step and layer to this thing is if you still have Kevin Durant, you're in win now mode. And the Lakers don't have win now assets they can offer to the Nets. So even if the Lakers do intend to make a deal happen here, they got to get a third or a fourth team involved so that they can turn their future draft picks into win-now players that the Nets can add to Kevin Durant.
Wow, that was mesmerizing, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's right. It is.
I mean, seriously.
It's a fascinating game of chicken. But here's what I would say, Dave. If I'm the Nets, at some point you may just want to cut your losses, because it seems fairly obvious he's going to probably walk. And if I had to guess, if you're not willing to give him the four-year, $200 million extension, you're probably not going to be willing to sign him in the offseason either.
But hold on. But then why, if you're the Nets and you make the decision, you know what, let's cut bait. We got to get rid of him, right? Why would you ever give him what he wants? Hey, let's send him to the Lakers.
You've done it the entire time he's been there. You've
send
given
him to
everything
Orlando.
He wants.
Send him to San Antonio. Send him to some place that's really. Send him to Charlotte.
Right, but
like, punish him.
Here's what happens. There's a history of this in this league, and I remember because I specifically covered this event. Alonzo Mourning many years ago was with the New Jersey Nets at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Had his kidney issues, never really played a ton there. Yeah. They eventually traded him to Toronto. He wanted to join Shaq and Wade in Miami.
Yeah.
And he just sat out. He didn't play. And then eventually he was waived and let go or whatever, moved to Miami. So Kyrie could do that. And now to Dave's point earlier, though, like, I don't know how that helps him, but I think that it's going to be really difficult in today's day and age in any sport, I think, let alone the NBA, Dave, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, to trade a star player somewhere he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, plus, like, there's the cut your nose to spite your face factor. Like, you may want to get your frustration out on this player, but you're only going to hurt your reputation and become known as a spiteful front office. And that's the same front office that got to sit down with agents and prospective free agents in the future and be like, oh, it's a great place to play. And those agents and star players will say, is it really a great place to play? We saw you did to Kyrie. You sent him out to Siberia to rot. So, like, I don't think that is a smart play in the long term.
I would be like this. If I were Joseph Tsai, I'd be like, did you see what he did to us?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But that's not how – people have short memories in sports, man.
Player empowerment era. And you just got to decide what can give you the best chance to win if you are in win-now mode. And I would say if you have Kevin Durant, you should be in win-now mode.
Yeah.
Same thing I would say if you have LeBron James, you should be in win-now mode. That's why – the Lakers should certainly kick the tires here, and I think they certainly will based on the people I spoke to today. But the first part of the vetting process is to figure out whether this is just a ploy or not. And I don't think anyone outside of Kyrie Irving and Kyrie Irving's agent know for sure if this is posturing or a legitimate trade request at this moment.
Dave McMiniman with us here. Here's my worry, though, Dave, that – because there's only 6 days. So the Lakers kind of slow play this and like, all right, we'll give you Russ and whatever, and we'll take Joe Harris back. Or, you know, and they just don't want to include the picks, the first round picks, or at least one of them. And then some other team like Dallas or Phoenix or any of these other teams that are also dying to get somebody in there come in and come in over the top, right? And then I think you're gonna create an even bigger problem in your locker room. Considering the way the best player on the team has talked openly and pined openly for help?
Well, I think the biggest thing to consider here, and it's not necessarily Kyrie, but the six-day period is very consequential because they have Russ's contract and Pat Beverly's contract and Lonnie Walker's contract all expiring that amount to be somewhere around, you know, $65 million. If they just all come off the books this summer, the only cap space generated is $35 million.
Yeah.
So right now you have the opportunity to trade guys, to bring in more guys so that you can remain competitive with those type of players while you still have LeBron and AD playing at a high level. If you don't do that, you're probably already letting everyone know around the league, signaling that your best course of action this summer is to make another trade. And get off of someone like Anthony Davis. And so, I mean, really, this will tell us over these next 6 days, really what the next 6 months will look like for the Lakers.
You guys want my prediction? Here goes.
Go ahead.
You ready for this, Dave?
I don't know if we really want it.
You ready for this? McMiniman, you ready for this?
Tell me about the Lakers punishing someone. I can't wait.
You ready? Nothing happens. No moves of any kind.
None for the Lakers and none for Kyrie.
None for the Lakers.
Yeah,
Lakers don't do a thing.
I disagree with that.
I mean,
if you're going to make the trade for Rui Hachimura, that's the signal that you are looking to continue to make trades because you're already eating into your cap space for the summertime.
Right, that's the appetizer, Rui.
Yeah, it's just a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a little nibble.
It just seems very complicated. I'm going with no moves.
Okay.
You either wait and just use the cap space for free agency, or you make moves now.
So yeah. They already started making the move. So they are already in on the making moves thing.
Dave McMiniman, if they make moves, you'll be our first call, man. Enjoy New Orleans, and we'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks again.
All right, fellas.
See you. There he is, Dave McMiniman with us here. All right, we'll kind of recap, kind of you and I hash out some of that conversation. We'll flush it out. Maybe we'll even take calls.
I would love to take calls.
I mean, maybe not in the next segment.
Give people a chance to get on the air.
Maybe not in the next segment.
Come on.
But maybe eventually. All right.
Let these people get on the air.
Radio Tinder is next. All right, Lindsay's not here, and Chris clearly didn't cut any imaging, so Tyler, you take it.
Okay, I'll take it. All right, so there's a BuzzFeed article that's listing a bunch of movie greats, and then people are remaking them, and it says that they shouldn't be remade. And one of the examples that I'm going to provide you is an upcoming movie that was just announced that's releasing next November, so November 2024, Gladiator sequel. We swiping left.
Wait. Like a completely different Gladiator?
No, like they're bringing their
remake.
They are
a sequel to the original.
A sequel to the original.
But he dies.
Slash remake.
Spoiler. No. Remake. There's no need to remake Gladiator. It was not that long ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Swipe left.
It's a remake.
Slash sequel.
No, that doesn't make sense. How could that be?
I don't think it could be both at the same time.
Now, is it a prequel? Are we going to find out what happened to Maximus before
this? We don't have a whole
this?
Lot of information. What we do know is that it's going to be directed by Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott, who directed the original. And they're also bringing back the original movie's costume designer and production designer.
How about Russell Crowe?
He died.
I don't think they can bring back a dead guy.
But George, no. But what they do is they bring back the ghost of Maximus.
No.
Okay, Supernatural.
And then what he does is he sort of narrates the whole thing.
I like where we're going with this.
You know what I mean? It's like from heaven. Maximus from heaven.
I'll make the call.
You know?
So, what do we think? Gladiator 2, we liking it or not?
Negative, Batman.
Yeah, it's a no for me, too.
I'm in.
You're in.
It is apparently a sequel.
A sequel?
Allegedly a sequel. It's coming out next November.
Yeah, it's allegedly a sequel, so it will be after Maximus is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Maximus's kid is dead, too, huh? Let's see. Who made it? Because he kind of left, right? Like, he died.
There was the little kid who was, like, his ex-girlfriend's son.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, I don't think, made it out either.
No, not Joaquin Phoenix, but I'm talking about his nephew. Joaquin Phoenix's nephew made it out.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I see where you're going with this. Could be good.
So,
I mean, I love Gladiator,
Still a left swipe for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Laura, what you got?
I reserve my right to change opinion down the road, but at the moment, yes.
We'll make note of that.
When we see the trailer.
Yeah.
All right, guys, my turn. So I was telling Tyler here that, like Lindsay, I love the Am I the A-hole Reddit form, right? So I read a story about a woman that she said that while her husband was building his career, and he has a very successful career in what he does, she stayed home, took care of the house, and took care of the kids. Mm-hmm. Now that the kids are older, she decided to go back to school and went to school at nights and got her law degree.
Mm.
She is now building her own office. I mean, they share an office space, and she's like, that's where I'm going to be doing my work, and I want to display my law degree alone. But her husband, like I said, successful, has a 10-year-old newspaper clipping where he was quoted, and he's very proud of that, so he wants to display it next to her law degree.
Mm-hmm.
And she told him no. She said, no, this is my space. I worked really hard. I took care of the kids. I took care of the home. I still went to school and did all this and got my law degree. I kind of want this for myself, and I don't want anything next to my law degree.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, am I the a-hole for saying no to my husband on putting his newspaper clipping next to my law degree?
Mm-hmm.
So would you guys swipe right or left and say that she is the a-hole?
I'm going to swipe left. I'm going to say she's not. Because here's the thing. If you're trying to make your wife happy, you do little things like this.
Mm-hmm.
You want the wall. You want the law degree. You're really proud of it. You should be really proud of it. Way to go, babe. You take that wall. Me? I got this 10-year-old newspaper clipping. I'll find someplace else for it because I want to see it because it makes me really proud 10 years later that I was in the newspaper.
Right.
Well, this guy should get over that. He's the a-hole.
I would agree with Cappy.
100%.
I like that all three of you guys agreed because when Bergman was here and he produced, I was going to do the story we didn't have time for, and he was like, she's the a-hole for not letting him display the newspaper clipping.
It's not that he can't display it. It's just that, hey, bro, move it. It's been there for 10 years. Okay, it looks like the Constitution of the United States of America by now. It's all brown and gross. Yeah, it's like looks like it's burned in the corners.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
She just felt like, hey, this is something I want for me, and I've worked. Yeah, I'm like, I mean, I get both sides, right? I'm not the girl, and I'm not like saying that he shouldn't display it. I'm just saying, like, she took care of the kids, the house. She still got her law degree, and she supported you. You know what I mean? Like, so you could build your career and stuff, so you can give her the wall.
Tell you this right now. Bet you they have a better marriage going forward. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Because, guys, you want to stay married? Do you?
Wait, you're saying they have a better marriage going forward?
They will.
If...
No, because she now has her law degree and she now has a job.
Okay.
And she has something she's passionate about.
Yes, sir.
See, what she was before that, she was his wife and the mother to their children. And she was like, I need something more in my life. So she went back to law school and she's got her degree and a job. And that's... Like, I always tell all my daughters, I'm like, don't rely on a man. Get your degree, get to school,
yes.
get a job, get your own money.
Yes.
So that if ever there comes a day where you decide you got to leave, you're not dependent on that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is one person thinks they're in control because I do the work, I make the money. Well, I stay home and I watch the kids and then forget it. Next thing you know, you're in my shoes. Can you feel me?
I was just going to say, that literally sounds like your story.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's true.
Well, I'm glad you guys signed my way.
Tyler, vice president of the Handsome Man community here on Twitter,
yes,
Sedona Cap Circle and Trust, wants your Twitter handle.
Okay. It's Tyler the Wit.
What do you mean by the Wit?
It's my last
because
name.
Because your last name
Whitman.
Is Whitman.
So right. The
Tyler Whitman was taken.
W-H-I-T. W-H-I-T. Correct.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Tyler the Wit.
At Tyler the Wit.
Right. He doesn't like the way you're doing Radio Tinder, just so you know.
What doesn't he like about
it's
it?
Gonna be some. He doesn't say specifically. He just says it's not the way it's supposed to be done. But mm-hmm. anyway.
Okay. Let's try again. I got one more.
Yeah.
All right. So tickets for a potential LeBron James all-time scoring record breaking game mm-hmm. are going for about 92 G's.
Come on.
Wow.
Give me a break.
Well, I think that's floor seats though, right?
I mean, sure. We'll entertain the extreme.
Yeah.
92 G's.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and like to chump like a candle. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Very nice.
Thank you. Vanilla Ice forever.
We paying 92 G's for a ticket to anything?
I've got hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, or a lot of money, and I'm a big Laker fan and a big LeBron fan, and yeah.
You got all these sponsors on your podcast?
Right.
Taking trips to New York? Business trips to New York?
Wait till he answers, bro.
Yeah, right. Cabby would never spend $92,000.
Cabby, you're spending 92 G's on a ticket?
Almost anything.
Listen, I could be Stan Kroenke rich, and I'm not spending $92,000.
So this is the difference between me and Cabby. I don't care about, like, if I'm going to have a good time and it's going to be a great experience, money doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, you say that, but
if I can afford it.
Yeah, I'm with Sedona on that.
I mean, I'm not spending out of my means.
Put it this way.
You know.
I know a couple of people, I'm not saying a lot, not a lot, but I know a couple of people that if they really didn't care, mm-hmm. they're just like, you know what? I got to be there. I'll pay anything. All right, $92,000. And I know they can afford it. These guys would be like, never.
No way.
No chance.
Mm.
Then they're not really big fans.
No, they just are more reasonable about, hey, I can watch it on TV or I can spend $92,000 for a ticket.
If I, $92,000 for the ticket or for the pair?
I'm pretty sure it's per ticket. So we're talking 200 G's for a pair.
Okay. Wow.
Right. But if I were like so rich
mm-hmm.
that money was not an object to mm-hmm. me, that $92,000 is like, you know, $500 or $1,000 to a normal person, then it is what it is. It's all relative.
Well, I wouldn't spend
$1,000.
Like,
I couldn't
either.
Spend $92,000 on a seat at a Laker game.
Me neither.
But if I were like rich, like really rich, then maybe, yeah. Why not?
If we won the lotto.
Not me.
It's still a no for me.
I mean, listen, if I were worth $1 billion,
you still wouldn't do it.
Still would not buy a $92,000 ticket.
I'm with you, Gabby. Yeah. Laura, you got one more?
I do. So I have one. As you guys know, when we work in radio and just in offices, people bring donuts, right? Tyler brought donuts.
Tyler brought Krispy Kreme today.
Right.
And you guys pounded them, huh?
Oh, they were gone so
fast. I did have one. And
they were gone.
I did have one. But Sedano brought donuts the last time he was here.
If
you guys remember.
Why are you surprised?
That you had two.
Oh. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
hungry. Last time you brought donuts, you pushed them on me.
I had one.
Knowing that I have very low self-control.
Right. And you didn't eat it.
No, I'm not a donut guy.
Right.
Anyway,
you're not?
Not really.
Oh, okay, anyway, so now I found you definitely didn't steal the donut. So last time Sedano brought donuts, everybody says that the donuts that he brings are always the best ones, right?
Mom and pop, pink
yep.
box.
Yep, always. Those Very are the good. Best. So a few people left their donuts because they were running around doing their thing in the back, you know, the bullpen. And by the time they came back, they were gone.
Hmm.
So this particular somebody that I won't name wanted to confront another person and say, hey, you stole my donut because
mm-hmm.
I saw it, you know, in your hand and it wasn't community. I wanted to know if you guys would see somebody steal the thing that you got, would you guys tell them something? So, Cappy, because you're looking right at me.
If somebody asked me, like, hey, did you see so-and-so steal the donut?
No, like you, because, okay, so this person put the donut, you know, in the
aside,
right?
Yeah.
And by when they went back, it was gone.
No, if it's not in the box, if it's taken out and put somewhere separately, that's someone's donut.
Right.
That's a dibsies right there.
Right. So
where was it? On somebody's desk?
No. It was in the bullpen in the back. Right.
But it was out of the box.
It was out of the box.
So, I mean, somebody actually put their hands on it.
Right. So they left it there. They walked out because they got to do something right. out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
They came back. Donut's gone.
Now, and they did see somebody holding said donut?
So they knew somebody took it, but they didn't say nothing.
They knew because the donut was gone and never to be seen?
Both. Right?
So they saw somebody took the donut
they
and
didn't
held
see,
the donut.
They saw somebody with it. Not take it, but obviously they took it because they're holding it.
Somebody was holding the donut.
So my question to you is, because this person wanted to be like, hey, you know, just an FYI.
That was my donut.
That was my donut.
Mm-hmm.
But would you guys say something or not? Like, would you like, whatever, I was free anyways, I'm just going to let it go? Or
I would let it go, but after a while, but I'd be like, bro, that's pretty bleeped up that you took my donut that I put my hands on. I hope you know I had a cold. I would say something like that.
Yeah, I straight up handled that donut.
Yeah. So who was it?
I'm not going to say names.
Why not?
Because I'm not.
This is not bad.
No, I'm just not. Like, you
it's
know.
Not, why do you want to be such a gossip, bro?
Yeah, because I mean, look, I already is. Got
this
called.
This is the problem with this place, is that everybody's a gossip.
Really?
Everybody.
I was hoping
From
I could resolve
the lowest
problems.
Level employee to the highest level employee. Everybody here's a gossip.
Really?
Yes.
A lot of gossiping going on.
Yes. I mean, we're all yentas.
I wanted to know because we were talking about it the other day and I was like, oh, did you ever bring it up? They're like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. But I won't say names this time because I also had another person up in here be like, oh.
All
I didn't know. I didn't know that. That's how you felt about me, and I'm like,
oh,
these
damn.
Promos, you know, get damn. Me in trouble all the time. So, yeah.
So let me tell
Sliwa.
You, I didn't say anything.
Sliwa took the donut.
Well, they brought me on during Ask Sedano to ask me about that.
First of all, Sliwa did not take the donut.
Okay,
no,
but
he's talking about the promo Laura said about talking in
his ear.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to name names anymore. Yeah. I'm just going to ask.
Well, let me just tell you really quickly what happened to me. I was at Yamava this past weekend.
Yeah.
And here's what happened.
Yeah.
So me and Joseph and DeAndre and the whole crew from promotions were all sitting there and the chef brings out these milkshakes. So one was like strawberry and one was cookies and cream, etc. So I had grabbed the strawberry one. I start drinking it, right? Well, I put it down and Joseph from promotions, I'll name his name, he had his not too far away. And what did my man do? He grabbed mine and he took a sip
By
out
accident.
Of my straw. Right.
Yeah, but he thought it was the same thing.
Right.
Though.
But I said to him, I go, yo, bro, that's my shake. You know? So he's like, no, that's my shake. So I'm like, no, man, that's my shake. So then he gave it back to me because he realized when he tasted it was his. It wasn't his. It was mine. And then I had to get a new straw. What do you think about this? Well, you wouldn't drink it after he drank it?
Yeah. I mean, anybody would have drank it. It didn't have to be Joseph.
It was so good, though. I had to keep drinking it.
I would have just got another one.
Is it? Is it gross?
Yeah, just get another one, bro. Oh.
Or maybe a new straw, at least.
I did. I got the
he
new straw.
You got the new straw, but just get a new one.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, okay.
His, it's still
all
got
his,
like,
Joseph. His babas all over, gross.
Saliva,
Joseph
yeah.
drank after me from my straw, and then I took the straw out and put my new straw in.
Yeah, but if he's sucking it, it's his own, like,
I send
saliva
it,
is in there.
Yeah. I send it.
Anyway,
tell speaking
him about
of Yamava.
Yamava, tell him.
Yeah. The food at Yamava is just out of control.
Including the milkshakes.
The milkshakes, I swear to God, un-freaking believable.
Oh, yeah. This reminds me of Ariel Helwani, right?
Yeah, that was his favorite song.
Yeah, we got to bring Ariel back on when Jon Jones fights again in March.
Why don't you just bring him on anytime?
Well, we could. We could do that. But we should bring him on in like the end, towards the end of February, and we could kind of start talking about the Jon Jones fight. I think it's March 5th. That's the next UFC I'll buy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know who
Jon
Jones is fighting?
Hold on. He is fighting... French guy.
Javier.
No, not Javier.
Francois.
Ciryl Gane.
Oh, Ciryl Gane.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Yeah. Who fought... he's so stupid.
What? Do you even know who that is?
Who, Ciryl Gane?
Him.
Yeah, Cereal Agon, that's the guy. It's like Captain Crunch, you know, it's like the cereal.
No.
Agon. Hey. Do you know who he is?
Ah, oh, there it is.
He's the last. He fought, I mean, he lost the heavyweight championship to Francis Ngannou, who then left it vacant, hence why John Jones and him are fighting for the title again.
Yeah, I don't know his work. I'll check him out, though.
Yeah, it was. I thought his fight with Francis Ngannou was good, but he did lose. Francis was better than him that day, so we'll see. But yeah, so we should bring Ariel on because I actually read a survey the other day. I got, you know, I get emailed all this silly stuff, and we'll get back to the Kyrie stuff because I'm curious to see where the Clippers stand on this. So Om Yongmasuk is going to join us at 6:15. But Woj actually got to some news here recently that I just saw on the TV that popped up a few minutes ago.
Tell me.
We'll get to that in the next segment, at the 6 o'clock segment.
Okay? All right.
So we got Woj news at 6. We will have Om at 6:15. But let me finish telling you about the UFC. So John Jones, I'm in on that fight, okay. 100%. All right. And by the way, John Jones, we spent a lot of time talking about Kyrie earlier, and right, like, Greg was talking earlier today during the Mason and Ireland show, and we did it during Crosstalk, about how, like, he's not in, he doesn't want Kyrie there, you know, he can't compartmentalize stuff. A lot of people can't compartmentalize John Jones either, but I would say the majority of the people do and watch him fight, despite some of the brushes he's had with legal issues.
So, you know, let me say something to you, George.
And by the way, more than just legal issues, breaking rules of the sport, too.
So, look, I'll tell you right now. When Kyrie Irving earlier this year was dealing with all of the, you know, anti-Semitic stuff, you know, you would think that a guy like me, that would offend me, you know, just for one reason, because I'm Jewish, right? So anti-Semitism should be offensive to people who are Jewish. And here's me going, you know what? It's so dumb. Like, he's such an attention hound. It's so stupid that he did this, because all it does is bring attention to him, negative attention to the league, to the other players, to his organization. But more than anything, it hurts his team. So Kyrie Irving posting something on social media and everybody running with it and saying it's this anti-Semitic film and he put it out there and therefore he must be anti-Semitic himself and that's bad because he plays in Brooklyn and there's a lot of Jewish people in Brooklyn. I'm not offended by that. I am a team guy. And as someone who knows what the value of great teammates, and by the way, the other direction, how bad teammates can kill a team, kill a locker room. It's not the anti-Semitic stuff. It's the stupidity of putting it out, no matter what it is, because it makes everybody else have to answer for them, and it distracts you from what you're supposed to be there to do. So to me, forget about anti-Semitism, forget about anti-vaccinations. I don't care. He's a terrible teammate. That's why I don't want Kyrie Irving on the Lakers. And Laker fans, I would urge you to root heavily that he becomes a member of the Clippers.
Well, I don't know how much interest they have. We will find out from Om shortly, the Clippers. But if he went to the Clippers, they're winning a championship. If he comes to the Lakers, they're going to win the West.
Well,
can win a championship.
Well, that's what you think.
I feel fairly confident.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How many years has he been in Brooklyn?
He has been in Brooklyn. This is year 3, I want to say.
Yeah, and he's with this other guy who's pretty good, right?
Who also has been hurt.
Yeah, but
that guy did not play the first entire year he was there.
Fair enough.
Then there was the whole situation with the vaccination, so he didn't play but 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin's again been hurt.
Okay, so I'm just asking, because I'm guessing Steve Nash is sitting somewhere going, this is awesome.
Steve Nash was also a bad coach.
I'm not saying he was a good coach.
Yeah.
He was not a qualified person to take over an NBA team because he was
literally
a good player.
Literally, the front office was like, yo, you probably should do some more, actual coaching.
Well, how do I do that? It's my first job.
Yeah. Well, go do it.
Okay. So all I'm saying is this. He's been in Brooklyn now for 3 years, and they've won how much?
They've won one playoff series.
Okay. And then prior to that, he was in Boston. And what happened there?
I mean, they did go to the conference finals. Now, granted, he was not available because he was hurt.
Okay.
But it wasn't like he did not play because he didn't want to play. He was injured.
But did things go well for him in Boston? No.
He left, but they got to the conference finals.
Okay, fair enough. Then prior to that, he was with?
In Cleveland, where they won a championship.
With LeBron.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so that's it. So to me, he's a guy, he won when LeBron was there, and he was a young kid.
Yeah.
He hit that great shot, yeah. We all know.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that you can automatically say...
Okay, if I put him, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis together, you're winning the West.
But that's what everybody said when we got Russ. That is exactly
yes,
what everybody
said.
Yes,
but what I would tell you is this. There's a difference. Okay?
Yeah, what is that?
The difference is Kyrie Irving is way better than Russell Westbrook.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'll buy that. However, you know how we thought Russ was a diva a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that by a million times.
Right, but also multiply the talent by an exponential number as well.
Probably.
And the fit, by the way.
Okay, three or four times in terms of basketball talent.
Yeah.
A million times more. In the nonsense and the drama.
Maybe.
But the thing you're saying is that they get him, they're going to win. What I'm saying is they get him, he brings all of his antics, and they don't win as a result.
Well, okay. I don't think that actually will do anything, because to my point earlier, he had the quote-unquote antics in Cleveland, and you didn't hear very much about it because LeBron James was there.
You're just making an assumption.
No, I'm not making an assumption.
That he shows up now.
I'm not making an assumption. I'm telling you that... The quote-unquote antics, as you call them,
yeah,
were not, you know, they weren't just specific to Boston and Brooklyn. Those things were happening in Cleveland, too.
I don't remember anything.
Because they didn't get out because of LeBron James.
Okay, well, so again, we'll assume.
No, I'm telling you.
No, what happened then is fine.
Yeah.
But you're assuming that LeBron is going to be able to say, hey, Kyrie, you've come to my team. We're about to help save your career.
Yeah.
If you just do the right thing, we're going to win.
Right.
And Kyrie goes, yes, LeBron, I'll do it. And then like 2 days later, without anybody even knowing, Kyrie does something completely ridiculous.
Okay.
And then brings an entire drama to the team.
His whole career is over at that point.
Well, I mean, listen, I can only tell you this. His history tells me he's a bad teammate.
I agree.
And I don't want him on my team.
Okay. Well, I want him on the team because they can win the West.
I guess you want to win more than I do.
I do. I'm a better teammate in that sense. I want to win.
Yeah, but you're bringing a lot of negative stuff.
That's fine. Give me the collection of talent. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah. We thought that with Russ, too.
But Russ was also... You say everybody. There were a lot of people that said, that's not going
to
work.
No, you picked him to win the title.
I did. And then 8 games after, what did I say, jerk face?
No, not 8 games.
8 games.
It was at least 10 games. Not eight games. No chance 8 games.
And what did I say?
You said they're going to win the title. It was documented. No. It was on ESPN.com.
Eight games after. What did I say?
I don't know, man.
I opened the show and said, Cap, I've made a huge mistake.
I forgot about that. I don't know. It just doesn't
matter.
I don't remember.
I made a huge bleeping mistake. This team is going nowhere.
Yeah, well.
And then what happened?
They've since gone nowhere.
Thank you.
Right. But bring Kyrie and watch what happens.
They're going to win the West.
Nah. By the way, I'm convinced they can still win the West without bringing Kyrie.
Yes, mio. You know how you can win? You want to win?
I would love to win.
All right.